Let's pray together. Oh man, God, that's why we're here. Because you are so beautiful and wonderful and powerful. And we are addicted. We are scandalously passionate in our pursuit of more of you, to be more like you, to be a part of what you are doing in this world as your kingdom comes. And God, we celebrate once again all that you are doing. And God, tonight as we meet, not only our prayers that you would just remind us of what you are doing and encourage us, but just inspire us and sharpen us by the testimonies of our brothers and sisters tonight. And may we together have left this place being blessed and shaped not only by the hand of God, but the hand of God through the witness of our church family. We love you tonight. We just love being in your place and in your presence. And we thank you for the fact that we know you are here. Because we're breathing, you're here. We love you desperately. We pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Would you be seated? Well, this is where things are going to get a little bit different. Normally, we do this, and I'm going to actually ask, guys, would somebody hit, like, just the house lights and turn the overhead lights on now? Somebody, bam, there it is. Nice. So we're going to change and get real laid back at this point and switch things up a little bit. So when we talked about meeting, I kind of talked to some of the other pastors, you guys that are in here, and said, what do we want to do? And I think the consensus was just to be together, to share with one another, to be able to talk about what's going on in our places. Every morning at BCC, we gather and we set up, and we gather around in a circle before service, and we pray for all the people in the city, all the other churches. We pray for Murfreesboro First in real life, and Jesus de Pen, El Pen de Vida, and Barfield, and all the other churches. And it would really just be nice every now and then to gather and to talk about what's going on in these churches, so we know what your needs are, we know what's happening, we can celebrate with you, we can pray for you, and we can be a part of all that. So I'm sitting because I want to take the emphasis off me at this point and just open it up. We have several cordless mics, and we would just want to invite this to become like a testimony service where you go, hey, I'm going to raise my hand. Maybe I won't stand because I'm not that guy or that gal, but I want to share something great that's happened in my church. Maybe something you can be praying for my church about, and just share that. And so we're going to open it up. Let us know what church you're from when you stand, because we might not know, and or raise your hand. And I'd love for us just to go around and talk about what God's doing in our churches, and how we can be praying for each other and how we can celebrate. So who's going to be first? It's got to be that person.
Well, it's nice to see all of you. I think we've worshiped and served with most all of you in here already, and we love doing that. We really enjoyed that, but all along we were kind of thinking, we were hoping and praying that God would help us get a church sometime going down in our end of the county, our end of Murfreesboro, and that opportunity came up. We appreciated the Crummers stepping up to the plate and deciding they were going to help build a church in Barfield. And as soon as we heard about that, we were all in for, let's go try to help Barfield. Let's get going there. And it's been a great journey. God's answered prayers. I mean, you wouldn't believe, we came right up to deadlines, as I'm sure Blackman did, like, we need to have a place, okay? We need, our pastors need to move. All these things just right up to deadlines, and God answered and moved and made all those things possible. And we feel like we're doing great in Barfield. We have a lot of new people coming to visit us, and a lot of them have stayed and are worshiping with us, and we love them all, and it's been a great experience and a real joy to worship in Barfield. I would say the prayer request we have, and it's believe it or not, after what we've seen happen in lots of churches here, is we're not worried about it, but we're coming up on a time where we're not sure where we're going to worship again. It may be where we're at, or it may not be. There's other options maybe, but that's something you can all pray with us about at Barfield, is The people we're working with right now are going to change their situation, and that may mean we have to change as well. So if you'd pray with us about that, we'd appreciate that.
Good. Good. Who's next? We'll be praying for that. Love it. Hands, anybody?
It's good to see all of you, and I hope to learn each of you more. One of the hardest parts of moving from the place where you were born in your home of 40 years and is not knowing anybody. And to tell you how small a world it is, our first Nazarene pastor, which is a whole different story all by itself, has retired from West Virginia and bought a house in Tennessee, and they had him preaching in Smyrna today, and that's where we live in Smyrna. And I met this family of giants, and I believe it's Jenny, isn't it? Jenny? Yes, your family of giants. Ashley, I'm sorry. We talk, and he tells me about his daughter, and then he tells me he graduated from Trevecca in 84. Our girls graduated from Trevecca in 84, and we've made full circle today of new Nazarene friends, and that just blesses my heart, because, you know, when you're living in your hometown, you know everybody, and everybody knows you. And then when you get to a new place, nobody knows who you are. And so that was a real transition for us. So I feel like the Lord puts people in my path to bless me that way. And BCC, if I could tell you all day long that we knew God was calling us here. We had no clue what it was. I mean, we're old. We're really old. What can we do? Well, guess what? God thought we could do this. We're charter members of Blackman Community Church of the Nazarene. Praise his name. Twice in our lifetime, the Lord has picked us up and put us in a Church of the Nazarene. So, do you think we're in God's will? Hallelujah, we are. We're so glad to be part of this family. And I feel so blessed to think of covering Murfreesboro with people that love Jesus and love one another. So I'm so grateful to have new friends to love.
Thanks, Tish. All right, Boone's next.
God gave us a new children's pastor for us to learn the new books of the Bible. And she's been very, very good to help us learn the books of the Bible. And we only been learning half. So then she lets us do a song that helps us learn the books of the Bible.
Thank you. Thank you. That's hard to follow, but that's incredible. Yeah, we've celebrated with your life and Sierra, and that's awesome. Thanks, Boone. Thanks for sharing with us, man. Who else? Somebody, shoot your hand up. Who's Blake? You're going to make me walk all the way across. Just hand.
Okay, all right. So BCC, my home church here. The thing that I've grew up in the Church of Nazarene, been a part of a traditional church my whole life, and coming to real life at first and then seeing the atmosphere they had there was incredible. And then developing that here at BCC has just been something beyond my expectations as a Christian, a Nazarene Christian. And it just has been a whirlwind of emotions every Sunday that I come in. I set up the stage and all the parts my team does every Sunday, and it's just, it's a joy every Sunday. That is worship for me and my team, what we do every Sunday morning. But the thing that I like the most is that table right over there. You see all those college kids over there? Raise your hands, kids. Say hi. That is the future of our church right there. They are honing their skills now. Gabby, for sure, obviously, right? Awesome, yeah? So they're honing their skills, and And Matthew and Bailey went to worship at another church this morning. They did a fantastic job of what I heard this morning. So they're honing their skills now to lead their church in the future. And I know that's going to happen later on. But that is my joy every Sunday to see these guys come in. Waves and waves come up. It's like a clown's getting out of the little VW bug outside. You know, there's 10 or 12 of them in there getting piling out of the car. So who's next? Come on, don't be shy.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and I'm from Real Life, if I haven't met you. I want to just praise God for all of the amazing things that we've seen during this season. It's been a weird season for us. We have gone through staff transitions. We have sent off people from our church that we love, love, love deeply. And even just this morning, we were talking about how that's part of our DNA. That's kind of who we are, is to prep people to send them out. And that is hard on the heart. But it is such a beautiful thing to watch. So we've gotten to have Sierra and Sam join us on staff. We see new faces in our church almost every single week, which we've been working on strengthening the root system this year, which kind of means for us just getting to know each other's names and stories. So with new people coming every week, that makes it kind of challenging. But it's been fun for us. We have seen a lot of new babies born, even just this week, and a lot of new babies still to come. So lots of baby showers in Real Life. And, of course, prepping our teens, helping them get ready for NYC, that has been a huge project for us, something we're really enjoying. So that's a little bit of what's going on at Real Life.
A lot going on. It's incredible. I think, yeah, it sounds like a really busy season for Real Life. It's great to hear about. Who's next? Anybody else? All right, there you go. Blake, get it.
I'm Kara. My husband and I were the new pastors over at First Church. It's been tagging on what Ms. Tish said about always knowing where you're at and rooted and grounded. And we were in Kentucky for 14 years. Knew everything, knew it all, had it all going. And then God kind of sent us here. And at first it was excitement and elation, and then nervousness and scared and terrified, and then back to elation, and then we're back to here. So we've just been on this huge roller coaster of emotions. But the biggest one that sticks out to me is just blessed. Blessed to be welcomed into this community. It's a community amongst the churches unlike any other that I've ministered with. Just even this discipleship time in the evenings, it's been a joy to see our two kids evolve into the discipleship group and to come. And we hit the door and they're gone, and they're playing with all their friends that they've met and meeting all the other couples in our discipleship group that we've been a part of. And it's just such a wonderful place to come and worship and share God and share life together. So I'm just so thankful that we've had the opportunity to come, to be here for the few short weeks that we've been here, and look forward to many more years of worshiping with everybody here in Murfreesboro. So pray for First Church as we continue to make the transition with us being there, listening to God and the direction that He wants us to go, and the places that the church is going to go. Exciting times ahead for us, but just keep us in your prayers.
Thanks for sharing that. Incredible. Yeah, it's so great to have you guys in Murfreesboro. So definitely be praying for you. It's just so excited about what God's going to be doing through you guys. Pumped. Who next?
Hi, I'm Katie. When we started Blackman, we're trying to figure out what our DNA would be. And which is really funny, because we did not decide that at all. God was like, "Ha, this is your DNA. Here it is. Go with it and just deal with it." And so when we were planning the church and we were doing all of our launch team meetings, we kept saying, you know, we need somebody to do kids. We need somebody that's passionate about that. And it got closer and closer to time that we started doing our preview services, and still there wasn't anyone who was like, yeah, that's my calling. I want to be in charge of that. And so Bailey took on that role and said, you know, I'll do it. I'll help with it. I don't know that it's what I want to do forever, but I'll help with it. And she did a great job with that. And then she left for the summer and went to Croatia, and Mary joined us. She's not in here because she's in the nursery with some of your kids tonight, but she has been a blessing to our church. She organized the NASSAFE training that we had last weekend. She's a professor at Trevecca, so on top of all of that that it entails, she comes in every week. She plans with Joshua on what the sermons are going to be about, so the kids are learning the same things. They have pamphlets that they can go home with their parents and talk about what they... She does so much, and it's not just with kids, but she's incorporating family ministries into it. So she's just been a really big blessing for us. We are still figuring out how to get that family unit into our church. We've got a lot of the younger babies in the church now. We've got our college students. We've got young adults and then married couples with older kids, but we're lacking in that middle of the elementary school range. So we're looking to grow that a little bit. So that's one way that you can be praying for us, and that these new ministries that we have, and as we're growing that and building that and making it something that is more focused, that we find those families that come in and can benefit from that. So.
Thank you. Yeah, Mary's been a huge blessing to us. Prayed for that person. So, somebody else. Who else would share? Megan, right behind me.
Yes. Okay. I'm Megan, and we go here at WCC. Joe and I have been married for almost 9 years, and this is our third church, which is really strange for me because I was in the same church for 23 years. So to go from church to church to church really threw me for a loop. But what we were looking for was something that was in our community and we could do life with. Not just have church with, but do life with. And we were at Concord and we saw our worship pastor at the time had liked the BCC page on Facebook. And we were like, where's this church? Why do we not know about it? Well, it wasn't open yet. So we started praying about it. We told two and only two people at our church about it and said, we're thinking this might be where we're called, but Joe had a lot of responsibilities there. I had a lot of responsibilities in the nursery, so we just wanted to leave it out there and not take on any more responsibilities. So the time came, and we knew this was where we were meant to be. We had been here, I guess we started in March, so the next school year rolls around, and Maggie's actually got friends at church, which, even though I went to the same church for 23 years, I did not have a single friend go to the same school as me because we went to Grace Church in Nashville, and we lived here. So that was a huge deal for me. I don't know if you know this, but schools are huge on fundraisers, and Maggie had so much cookie dough, and Joe was working, and I had to go pick it up. And who pulls up behind me but Blake Hathcock? And he's like, I'll get that. And he put it in my car. And I got in the car, and I started to cry. I called Joe, and I was like, this is what I wanted. I wanted a community to do life with, not just have church with. And Blake was there that day and helped. Did he know that he made me cry on the way home? No. But that's what I needed. So then, you know, Maggie has friends at all of the churches. And she comes home first day of school, and I told her, I said, there's a new little girl who's going to be in first grade, and she's going to be in your class, and her daddy works at the other church. And she's like, okay. They have become the best friends. I cannot separate them. I have been in their class a couple of times, and the two of them are like two peas in a pod. Well, Joe hadn't got to see it yet, and we took Maggie to Bible quizzing last week, and when Maggie got out of the car, Madeline screamed at the top of her lungs, and they started jumping up and down and doing a little kid dance. And I was like, see, they're not at the same church, but they're still doing life together. That is one of the things I love about this community. Like I said, I went to Grace Church. Growing up at church in Nashville, you weren't friends with the other church. That was your rival. You weren't going to go do something with First Church, the Nazarene in Nashville. You were going to beat their butts at TNT, and you were going to be happy about it. But here we do it together, and that is what I've always wanted. And I'm glad that my girls are only experiencing that from what they can remember. And I'm glad that we found this home, and it was a Facebook like that just showed up on our page and showed us this is where we were supposed to be. So,
thanks for sharing your story. That's incredible, Megan. Thank you.
I'll go next. I'm Heather, and my husband and I attend Barfield. I guess for me, going to piggybacking off what she said, going to the same church for 23 years, starting a church plant was a little scary. We actually live in Cookeville, and we have tried every church from Murfreesboro to Cookeville to Estill Springs, and it just seems there's nothing like your home church. But when you're bringing people from that home church, you seem to bring some of that DNA too. And so Barfield has just been a blessing for us. I guess the biggest blessing that has come out of it, for me at least, I've gone to the same church my whole life, and I just never invited my friends to church. They all knew where I went to church, so if they wanted to come, they could come. But being in Barfield and in the Murfreesboro community, we have friends that live here, and we have been asking them to come to church, and they've been coming with us, and they've been there almost every Sunday since the doors have opened. And I've never been one to have really close friends, but Courtney and I have been getting a lot closer, and that's been a blessing for me just to have a confidant there and kind of strengthen that relationship. They have never gone to church anywhere, so just being able to worship alongside them and bring them with us along this journey has been a huge blessing.
Incredible. Thank you. Wait.
Eric didn't tell me he was going to make people be plants for Josh. I would have brushed my hair, but it's okay. It's okay. Blake, I know what's going on with your pastor, man. I feel your pain. It's good, man. Hey, I just want to say it's awesome to see so many different stages of church life represented in one room, from infancy to walking the toddlers to all the way through that gamut of life. And so it's cool to be a part of this and share this time together. I know we talked about this as a church board not too long ago. One of the things that we would like to do in the next upcoming season that would help us in our Strengthening the Roots campaign was to do community worship and involve all the other churches. And this is, as I'm sitting here enjoying the music and worship time, I was thinking it's awesome because a lot of you, especially you that have to meet here and other places where you got to tear down, set up, do those things, sometimes you just need to come and hang and be a part of that and be fed to where you're not having to do anything but just show up and commune with God and other people. So this is awesome, and I hope it keeps going. I'm excited for where those lead to. I would just say that for prayer, our upcoming season, and I know you all are aware of it too, is we're partnering together in our discipleship ministry. Some of those either be Sunday night or throughout the week. That's been one of the best things last year that we experienced at our church, not only to get to know more people from First Church and BCC, but it grew us together so much as a church, getting to know those people that we're sitting with on a Sunday morning that we might not get the time to put in and spend with them. So be intentional about those things. I challenge you to invite your people that are, even when they're brand new, get them plugged in and make it a point to do those things and just be in prayer about what's going to come through that, because as you grow and mature and learning in so many great things, it'll provide revival and also growth in your church. So just be in prayer about that, and we're excited about to do all these things together with you guys. So thanks
Clayton. Incredible. Been a huge blessing to us too. We love the group life. It's been incredible. It's been so good. Anybody else want to share?
I don't need it on, as my wife says, but it's on. My name is Scott, here with my wife, Stephanie. I want to start off with one word, blessed. And I want to go through a quick story here. And if she starts giving me the look, it's because I got long-winded. But 2 years ago, we started at Estill and really felt at home at Estill. We had moved here from Western Pennsylvania. We'd been in the area for 18 years, but just never found a church home. started Estill. Last year, June of last year, I had the pleasure of meeting Tracy for the first time. Actually, she came to the place where I work and interviewed for a job. And fortunate enough to get that job, and she's blessed because she works with me twice a week. She is blessed. But shortly after, I met Pastor Thomas. And through that time meeting Pastor Thomas, you know, got to know Thomas. And what really came out was December of last year, our granddaughter was real sick. And I remember texting Pastor Thomas from the Nashville airport because we were getting on an airplane to get up there. And I said, hey, you know, tell me what to do. Tell me what to say. My granddaughter was in ICU and just didn't have the words. And he sent them to me. And that really touched something on me. But prior to that, driving home from work one day, the Lord spoke to me. He said, Scott, you need to be part of this plant. You need to be part of this church plant. So I called Thomas, told him I was going to be that plant. And I've been with him from day one. June of this year, had a heart attack. And the first guy to show up and see me, Pastor Thomas. And the first thing he said to me, he says, you didn't have to do this for me to come and see you in the hospital. True, but he was there for me. And I am truly blessed not only to know Pastor Thomas and Tracy, but everyone else at Barfield. They make you feel at home. You know, they're like, Pastor said it today, he says, you know, you're like, you know, my third dad, which I'm not quite that old, but that's okay.
And you're third on the list.
And I'm third on the list. But met people like James and Lori, Jacob, Gary and Julie, and it's been and really been blessed. And that's all I can say is I've been blessed through this journey, and I'm looking forward to continuing it on.
Man, that's great. Thank you for sharing this, your story. Incredible. Well, thank you, everybody, for sharing. I know we could probably sit around and share all night long, but we wanted to take some time since this is really like a kickoff to group life and pray for our group leaders. If you are leading or co-leading a small group, would you stand up right now? Would you go ahead and stand up if you're leading a small group of any kind? And would you just remain standing? And I'm going to ask the people that are around, do that whole thing where you make like a human chain sort of thing and reach your hands out and touch. And I think Pastor Thomas is just going to take some time now. And we just really want to pray for you because, you know, I think like Clayton said, this is so incredible, so valuable. And I was saying this morning, some of the most incredible things that happened in the life of Christ happened in a small group with 12 disciples sitting around, you know, and just being intentional. And so, man, we want so bad for God to just really, really use and bless this discipleship. And so, yeah, let's just lay our hands on these leaders and pray for them. And Pastor Thomas is going to do that for us.
Let's pray together. God, we are we're overwhelmed by your goodness, your love, God, the love that we feel in this room. God, we're overwhelmed by your spirit and the way that you bind us together. Even those of us that are strangers to each other, Lord, we feel your presence, and we have this connection because of who you are and because of your love, because of your name, the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for this time that we've had together tonight that reminds us that we're not alone, that even as church bodies, we're not alone. We're in this together. And a huge part of that, an important part of that, is the small groups. And God, so right now we pray for each leader of these groups, God, that are going to be meeting together, that are going to be leading members of each of our congregations, that, God, we pray as we gather together in these different places, all on different nights at different times, God, I pray that your presence would just saturate each group, each meeting. God, I pray that that new people would be brought into our fold because of these groups, that new relationships would be formed, that we would be able to not only just do groups together, but do life together, that we would carry each other's burdens, that we would celebrate in the in joyous occasions with each other. May it transcend not just our church doors, but beyond. God, may that kind of love, you know, transcend even our churches, but and into the communities. God, it starts with these leaders, and so God, we turn to them and we pray that you would bless them, that you would give them divine wisdom as they teach, that you would give them divine love, divine words of wisdom, divine compassion. God, I pray that you would just use them in a powerful and mighty way as they do a really important ministry here in the Murfreesboro community. God, may these groups just continue to grow and strengthen us and bind us together. Lord, we'll give you praise for all of it. In your name we pray. Amen.
So we're not done yet. We wanted to gather around the table of the Lord tonight and receive communion together. I was talking not long ago about the power of how the people around the table shape the table, and I was talking about how me and Katie just had Katie had a little boy 5 months ago and brought him into our family, and how it's changed our table at home because we have this baby now at our table, and before it was this very, you know, set, organized, very quiet, you know, solace place of a table. And now there's lots of slobber and some snot and things fly. And because the table is shaped and really blessed, we would rather have it that way, for looking into the face across the table of our child. And we gather tonight around this table, and we have churches that are younger, right? And churches that are older. Some of us in this room are younger, and some of us are older. Some of us are from one side of the city. Some of us are from the other side of the city. But when I was a kid, my mama used to tell me all the time, you are what you eat. That's why she asked me not to eat dirt a lot. And so we come together to eat, to take the body and blood of Jesus Christ into ourselves, believing that this is not just remembrance, but it's participation. It is becoming the Christ that we believe in. And this table is shaped by us as we share it together tonight. We don't make this just ordinary juice and ordinary bread something extraordinary. God does that. And the gatherings that take place around our city of ordinary people in ordinary spaces are not made extraordinary means of blessings to the city of Murfreesboro because of us, but it's because of the power of God. And so this is just a way for us to value each other and recognize the power and the grace that sustains, and to gather around the table together. And so tonight, as we gather as a church family of the city of Murfreesboro, we are reminded of the very night that our Lord was betrayed. He took the loaf, and when he had blessed it, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. Very diverse group, really, of disciples with different former occupations and business goals and backgrounds and philosophies. And he looked around the table, from the disciple who loved him most, we're told, to the betrayer. And he looked in their faces and he said, this bread is my body and it's broken for you. Eat it when you do and remember me. And in the same way, after the supper, because back then they would drink after they ate, weird, Christ took the cup. And when he had blessed it, he gave it to those same disciples, from the lover to the betrayer. And he looked into their faces and he said, this cup is the cup of the new covenant. It is my blood shed for you. Drink it whenever you do and remember me. And it is in the partaking of this bread and this cup that we declare the death and resurrection of our Lord until his coming. Would you stand? And let's pray together. Our Father, tonight, I am just overwhelmed. I've been blessed tonight. I love this great tapestry of threads, these great stories that become a part of the epic of the kingdom of God, that we have been found in different spaces, different places with different faces, and you have brought all of this particularity together in the great endeavor of your kingdom and your redemption plan. And God, we are all ordinary people here, seemingly, even in our uniqueness. We all have our communities, and we drive by schools, and we drive by service stations, and we drive by restaurants and houses and apartment complexes and university campuses. And we look around, and our cry is, God, redeem our city. save these lives and call people into the abundance of kingdom life. This is the passion that we all share together that we've been called into, and we just want to take a moment to recognize that we are not brought together by our own merit, and this city will not be redeemed. The kingdom is not coming on our merit, but on the grace and the goodness, the abundance, the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. And we ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would truly, truly bless this cup and this loaf, that tonight as we share the table, we would become one in you. We pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I do want to say that here at Real Life, I've come out of Real Life too long. Sorry. Here at BCC, we do intinction. And so if you want to come, we have bread, and you'll just take that and go ahead and dip it and partake while you're up here and then go back to your seat. At BCC, one of the unique things we do is we come to the table as families, and we talked about how we're intentional about that. So if you have a baby here tonight or a child, and you as a parent are saying, I'm not sure that we're ready for the partaking of the elements. Sierra's up here, and I think Mary may join her in a moment. And we bless our children, anoint and bless our babies and our children at the table. So we want to invite you to bring your babies and your children as well to be a part of this feast and be blessed tonight. So we're just going to play some music. Come to the table of the Lord and feast and be blessed. And let's share together.